lining up to get some sustenance. Al Jazeera filmed these refugees and Belarusian troops in the Bruzgi area near the Polish border. Belarus has, in recent days, stepped up attempts to show it's treating people humanely. On Tuesday night, it provided shelter for hundreds of men, women and children in this warehouse. The commentary on this video comes from Belarusian state media. Many of them have now returned to the forest. These pictures from Wednesday, filmed by Poland's Interior Ministry, apparently show migrants leaving a makeshift camp as Belarusian forces look on. Some are carrying logs, the only thing that's kept them warm at night. Overnight, there were fresh attempts to break through the razor wire and reach Polish territory. Hours earlier, Polish forces had used water cannon across the border at a group of migrants. Polish border forces said they were attacked with stones. Polish police said one officer was taken to hospital with a head injury. On the Polish side, what provision there is has come from volunteers. On Tuesday, the Human Rights Commissioner of the Council of Europe visited one migrant aid centre near the border.
It is absolutely unacceptable what Belarus is doing and how the people are manipulated. But at the same time, I think we need to step aside and think, you know, what is happening at the European border. Why are these people left in limbo? And what can be done in order to stop this extremely dangerous situation?
Meanwhile, Polish forces have parked water cannon opposite a new makeshift camp at the border, with no sign the political standoff or the misery for thousands stuck here ending soon. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Poland.
Here's Jonah Hull now in Kuznica, which is on Poland's side of the border with Belarus. Jonah, has anything changed for those, you know, 2,000 or so people stuck at the border?
Well, much as Asad alluded to there, it's been another long, hard, miserable day for those people. And remember, up to half of them are women and children. Several hundred will have made their way this evening to that converted warehouse. Hastily converted, only given to them on Tuesday by the Belarusian authorities. It'll be pretty cold in there as well, with some minimal sort of bedding and food laid on. Most of the rest have headed off back to the camp in the forest that has been their home for the last 2 weeks or so. And there's really nowhere else for them to go. They can't go forward into the European Union, which is what they most want to do and what they came here to do. As they look out across sort of rolls of barbed wire, all they see is a bristling force of Polish riot police and border guards who are quite willing to use force to keep them back, and they did so on Tuesday. They can't stay indefinitely in Belarus either. They wouldn't want to, and nor, frankly, would the Belarusians want them to. They are pawns in a game. What we don't know is quite how this game ends. There are diplomatic contacts open between the EU and Belarus. A phone call between Angela Merkel and Alexander Lukashenko took place on Tuesday, and there are some suggestions that those contacts may be expanded in the days to come. And beyond that, you know, it is a bit of a waiting game for these people. They have nowhere to go. They're not wanted on either side. Alexander Lukashenko has said he will retaliate further if sanctions go ahead. Those are still being planned, as we understand it. And indeed, on Wednesday, news has come that an oil pipeline, or at least a branch of an oil pipeline heading to the EU through Belarusian soil, has been shut off ostensibly for maintenance purposes. You can make your own mind up about that. And in the midst of all of that, of course, there's a rather dangerous-looking wider geopolitical context, with Russia at least tacitly supporting what is going on here behind its ally Belarus, while at the same time Mr. Putin preparing potentially to open a new front against another weakness of the European Union, not in the EU perhaps, but the eastern border of Ukraine, with a big Russian military build-up happening there.
Jonah, at the risk of stating the obvious here, the humanitarian consequences of what's going on here must be immense.
Well, you know, one can only hope that these numbers don't grow, that the efforts that have been put in place to try and sanction or threaten to sanction the airlines that have been bringing these people in at Belarus's behest are no longer doing so, and that at least the consequences can be contained to the numbers of people that are there now, as awful as the situation is for them. 12 people have died so far, at least, most of them from exposure. UN agencies have warned that could That number could rise as the temperature plummets here. The European Union says it's made 700,000 euros, around $1 million, available to pay for basic supplies, although it's not clear how those supplies will reach them. But Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission president, said they stand ready to do more as long as Mr. Lukashenko stops luring people here and putting lives at risk. So, yeah, it's all pretty nasty, frankly. And as Assad said there, it isn't clear what the way out of all this may be.
Jonah Hull reporting from the Poland-Belarus border. Thank you, Jonah.